Trick or treat.
Oh, shit. Wait, this is your house? Fuck. I'm a raccoon. You know, garbage. No, I'm not too old to be trick-or-treating. Here, I'll let you in on a little secret. When you're tiny, you're never too old to be trick-or-treating. All I have to do is put on a costume baggy enough to cover my tits and I'm good to go. Hell, I've been doing it every year. Wow, really nice asking a girl how old she is. I'm 21. What, seeing me on campus wasn't enough of a guess? Yeah, well, maybe if you talked to your childhood friend more often, then I would have known this was your house and skipped it. Wait, are you planning a party? Well, for one, your house looks like Jack Skellington threw up everywhere. For two, you're in a scream robe, and there's booze and snacks on every table. No one came. I'm sorry about that. The people on campus are a bunch of stuck-up assholes. Fuck them. Hey, I got an idea. We have a few hours left until most people stop handing out candy. How about you come with me? Well, not you begging for candy. I mean, you're too tall. But you can pretend to be one of my parents. Come on, you're giant compared to me. We can just have you put on that mask and no one will be the wiser. Hey, what do we have to lose? It's Halloween, a night for tricks and chaos. Let's have some fun. Great. Now put on that mask and let's go. We're burning moonlight. Wow, with you being with me, I got a bag and a half full of candy. Shit, this is the most I've made in years. Guess being with my parent really sold it. I'm teasing. Man, I haven't had this much fun trick-or-treating since before I left for a... I didn't say anything. Let's go inside and split the candy. We got a lot. Man, we hit the mother load. Start making a pile of what you want. I'm gonna grab a hard cider. And don't take all the Kit Kats! Awesome night, huh? Well, I was gonna skip your house because I didn't want to get in your way. Well, that's the whole reason I don't talk to you anymore. I thought I'd just get in your way. Well, remember Halloween in fifth grade? Yeah, it was great. But that was the last Halloween we spent together. My folks got divorced, and my mom got custody, so I moved in with her the next town over. I told you about it at the end of the night, but we may have been too hopped up on candy to remember anything. So, the next week, we left. I tried keeping in contact, but I didn't know your address, and we didn't have the money for a computer, so I couldn't email you. Then, in eighth grade, my dad got visitation. I was so happy to finally get a chance to see you again, but I saw how popular you were. You weren't the kid helping me lift rocks so we could play with the slugs underneath them anymore. You had friends coming over every day, hanging out by the train tracks when I wasn't even allowed to go out of the front yard. You grew up, but I guess I never did. That's why I avoided you. I didn't want to ruin your chance at being a big shot. Oh, yeah, really? You're in almost all the clubs on campus and help out whenever you can. Meanwhile, I'm just a baby nerd who stays to herself, working on my game design degree and working on a game no one will ever want. You're just better than me, and I don't want to weigh you down. Whoa, dude. That was unexpected. Wait, you what? A crush on me? Dude, I didn't get my braces off until the end of senior year. Okay, if you keep calling me those things, I'm gonna turn red as a candy apple. I really liked you too. You made me feel like I wasn't alone, that being weird was cool. I guess I just thought too much about you and not about myself. You know, I'm glad I ran into you tonight. I got to have another great Halloween with my best friend. Alright, let's get our candy on. Huh? Something better than candy? What? Wow, okay. That was really good. More? I just had my first kiss. This would be my first time. What? No, I do trust you. I really do, but, what if you don't like what you see? Okay. Just be gentle. Fuck. How do I look? Really? I'm glad you like it. Wait, what are you... your tongue feels so good on me. On my nipples. More. Please. Wait, your kisses on my tummy tickle. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I've never felt anything like this. It feels so good. Why'd you stop? You wanna fuck me? Dude, I'm not sure. Did I get you in the mood? Okay. Just be careful. I can feel it bristling against my hole. Fuck. Just leave it in for a minute. Yeah, I'm okay. Just a bit of a sensory overload. But I'm having fun. You can start moving now. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. I can feel you inside me. I love it. I love you. Oh, fuck, I'm close. You are too. Fuck, let's come together. No, I'm okay, just... Wow. I honestly never thought I'd lose my virginity, let alone to my best friend. Did I do good? Really? Awesome. Don't move. Can we cuddle and keep it inside for a little? Awesome. Oh, shh. The Nightmare Before Christmas is on.